Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
It's true. Thank you, darling. In 1 John 1, verse 9, in the Classic Amplified, it says, if we freely admit that we have sinned and confess our sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything not in conformity to his will in purpose, thought, and action.
Honey, we can all rejoice that he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, that's something we really ought to shout about, enough to maybe even get up and run around the room. Hallelujah! To be unrighteous, as we've said many times, we first have to be righteous. If we were sinners, then we would not be righteous. So at some point, it means that we were born again. Sadly, there are way too many folks who attend church, sing songs of praise and love to the Lord, only to backslide. Generally, people who backslide are disappointed with God. Well, no, I take that back. They're not disappointed with God, but with themselves or another, quote, saint in the church. And fortunately, sometimes a pastor has fallen into sin. People tend to look toward and often idolize the messenger instead of the one in the message. It's interesting that the verse equates unrighteousness with everything not in conformity to his will and purpose, thought, and action. So putting it in that way, we could say, if you're not conforming to the purpose, thought process, and actions of the Lord and his word, then you're guilty of unrighteousness. What's God's purpose for our life? If we're not draining it, living it, manifesting it, then we're guilty of unrighteousness. That's an interesting thought to think on. So here's a question. Have you sought God's presence to determine his plans for your life?
In Exodus 9, verse 16, in the Classic Amplified, it says, for this very purpose have I let you live, that I might show you my power, and that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. And in the New Testament, Romans 9, verse 17, it explains, for the scripture saith that unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
God wants to manifest his power in and through our lives. What a glorious honor we've been called to. Ambassadors for our Lord, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:20. That's why, hear me now, that's why it's an insult to God when we give less than our best efforts with the talents, money, as well as the time that he's given to us.
In Genesis 12, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you with abundant increase of favors, and make your name famous and distinguished, and you will be a blessing, dispensing good to others. Honey, we are a heritage from that actual prophecy.
Yes, we are.
All of us.
Yes, we are. The manifestation of God's prophecy. The manifestation of God's purpose, let me say it that way, is sometimes hindered by the plans we make for ourselves. Our purpose is not to plan the purchases we will make with the blessing we receive from our labors. My purpose is not determined by where I work, what I drive, or where I live. But we must pursue with passion God's purpose for our lives.
Proverbs 19, verse 12 in the New Living Translation. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
The scripture is John 1, 1-9. That also says that we must be cleansed of unrighteousness for not conforming to his thoughts. Some would immediately say that we can't know his thoughts. They would quote Isaiah 55:8.
Which in the Amplified Bible says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." But, the next verse says this, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, and so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts."
Naturally. Do you want to say something? Naturally, God's ways are higher than ours because he's God. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, which are, well, that's why we've been directed to conform to his image.
And that's what that scripture is all about. Not us bringing his thoughts down to our level, but taking our thoughts up to his level.
Absolutely.
And in 1 Corinthians 2:16, in the Classic Amplified, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16 says, "For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels and purpose of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ,
Hallelujah,
the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart."
Hallelujah.
So we have his mind and his thoughts and his purposes in our hearts.
Yes.
Transplanted by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The New Living Translation of 1 Corinthians 2:16 says it this way, "Who can know the Lord's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things for we have the mind of Christ." What should we understand? What things should we be thinking on? It sums it up in Philippians 4:8-9. Philippians 4 verses 8 and 9. I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. His thoughts should be our thoughts, so that his ways can become our ways.
Wow.
One of our favorite scriptures, particularly Harold, because the Lord opened it up to him, is in Jeremiah 29:11. In the New International Version, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." That's verse 12. And then 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart."
Wow. Hallelujah. Great verses. If our thoughts are not lining up with his thoughts, the kind of things he's thinking toward us, well, no other way to say it. We are guilty of unrighteousness. But we can rejoice because he forgives and cleanses of all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9 says that we're guilty of unrighteousness if our actions don't conform to his actions. The actions we take should be directed by the thoughts of our hearts. Our goal is to be a person after God's own heart.
I love that. In Proverbs 14:14, Classic Amplified, it says, "The backslider in heart from God and from fearing God shall be filled with the fruit of his own ways. And a good man shall be satisfied with the fruit of his ways, with the holy thoughts and actions with which his heart prompts and in which he delights."
It's important that we consider every gift we make to the Lord. Our giving should be matter of fact. Our offering should not be based on what we have. God carefully watches the actions in our giving.
Malachi 1 verses 11 through 13 in the New Living Translation says, "But my name is honored by people of other nations from morning till night. All around the world they offer sweet incense and pure offerings in honor of my name. For my name is great among the nations, says the Lord of heaven's armies, but you dishonor my name with your actions. By bringing contemptible food, you are saying it's all right to defile the Lord's table. You say it's too hard to serve the Lord, and you turn up your noses at my commands, says the Lord of heaven's armies. Think of it. Animals that are stolen and crippled and sick are being presented as offerings. Should I accept from you such offerings as these, asked the Lord?
In other words, if we're not giving God our best, then our actions will result in unrighteousness and an unwanted response from the Lord.
In Malachi 1:10, it says in part, I have no pleasure in you, says the Lord of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand.
Just as Alexander the coppersmith found out in 2 Timothy 4:14, where it says in part, the Lord will pay him back for his actions. Judgment day will come.
Revelation 22:12 in the Classic Amplified says, behold, I am coming soon, and I shall bring my wages and rewards with me to repay and render to each one just what his own actions and his own work merit.
Our actions should continually reflect God's purpose for our lives and his thoughts.
John 8:38, Classic Amplified. John 8:38. I tell the things which I have seen and learned at my Father's side, and your actions also reflect what you have heard and learned from your Father. So what has he taught us? In Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. In Romans 13:8, it says, owe no debts, but a huge debt of love. And Galatians 6:7, whatever you sow, you will reap. And really, the list goes on.
It does. If we mess up in our purpose, thoughts, and actions, we must fess up, and he will cleanse us of all unrighteousness. But he'll even do more.
Wow. I gotta love it. In 2 Corinthians 9:8 in the Classic Amplified, it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation.
Now that's something to think about.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Something to think about.
God is good.
Well, 2 weeks from today is Christmas.
Christmas for us, because is it 2 weeks from today? Wow.
2 weeks from today.
You were right. Sorry.
A week from today, our sugars come to
that's
town.
That's what I was thinking about. Then our focal
point. Hey, listen, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And make sure you check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.